is.
Oh, yeah.
Is that. Thank you. Strongly dislike someone. It actually means to spit around here. That word really does mean hate. But it helps us to understand what Jesus is getting at here when we look at a couple of things. First thing to look at is the word hate at that time wasn't always used kind of by itself to say, I hate you. It was used as a comparison. In Romans 9:13, you don't have to turn over there, it really does something. if you're going, if you want to be my disciple, you need to go and get a lethal injection needle and stick it in your arm. If you want to follow me, you need to go sit in an intellectual chair and pull that little thing down on your neck. If he was talking to people like in the 1800s, you know, like a lot of my last time, he probably said, you need to go grab a thing of juice and put it around your neck. Like that. If he was talking to so like people in France, like in 1700s, he would have said, you need to go, give him a 1800s or a little thing. He would have said, you go and put your head in and put the lock on the top. You want to follow me, you need to go do that. Yeah, it makes a little bit more of an impact for that. You need to go to that tournament. He returns to this crowd and he says, hey, all of you guys that are following me, he doesn't say, hey, hang out. Says, you need to go and, you know, get ready for some capital punishment. He's not saying, this is going to be a great life for me to follow me. He's saying, you know what, if you follow me, you need to be prepared that if we walk out that door and I have to pick up the cross, and then I'm going to death, and that you have to pick up a cross to follow me, that you're ready to do that. Are you ready to give your life for me? If not, stop acting like you're following me. Stop acting like you're a second of mine. again, he's talking about priorities. See, you are following him physically. You can't follow him physically. He's not very good to do it. But he's saying, if you want to give up your, if you want to follow me, you need to follow me with everything. Every relationship is a distant second to you. Your own life, your own desires, your own hopes, your own dreams are a distant second. Step out on their own, and they have to make decisions for themselves, and their parents are around them, where they can go and hang out church with them, be called God, and at least act like they're following God. And they step out, and they go. Soil, because if you put it in the soil, it actually ruins soil. Can't do that.
Yes. I will be taking Dave's group. We'll be out where you guys normally are. Thank you.